Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. He's the author of, 200, 300 books, something under a billion copies have sold across the galaxy. It's not rocket science. I think that may be the new one. If you don't make waves, you'll drown. I love that one. And that's all about political correctness, which he and I both hate. And he's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to have you. It's been 15 years, my goodness.
How about that? Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
And we have a lot of fun. Yeah.
Remind me the new
book. Unstoppable.
Remind me, exactly. Remind me the new book. What's the title of the new book? Did I say it right?
It's good when you get them mixed up. It means I've done a few, right?
That's right.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. That's the new one.
Yeah,
all right, so check that out, folks. I just don't have that in front of me. All right, so, folks, when you're managing your business, as you know, if you haven't thought about it like this, you're on a continuum. On one end of the continuum is management. On the other end of the continuum is leadership. And you operate up and down that continuum. And I love what someone said to me one time, Dave. He said, you should manage things and lead people.
As you move up
and down that continuum between managing things and leading people, there are different methods of that, different methods of leading/managing your operation to use. And some of them, they have different connotations. They sound different. And some of them are really good. And some of them are very caustic. And you're going to talk about that a little bit, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah, and I love what you just said. You know, John Maxwell put it really well, too, Jim. He said, you know, management and leadership are two different skill sets, and
mm-hmm.
most people tend to overmanage and underlead. He said, think of management as the paperwork part of the job. Leadership is the people work part
mm-hmm.
of the job. Okay, so management is systems, controls, budgets, inventories. You got to be good there. You got to have good processes or the place falls apart. Leadership is about people development, you know, creating culture, holding people accountable, mentoring. He said, the problem is so many of us, we spend so much time with the stuff, we don't spend enough time with the people, and so we're not growing our people. We're not impacting our people. So now when we want to grow our business, we have to add more people rather than getting more out of the people that are already there.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Headcount's the enemy of profitability. So, you know, what are you doing to coach up the people you already have? Coaching's not just for sports. What I find, though, Jim, is a lot of people who haven't been trained in this, they're not very good at coaching people. They're critics. They're not coaches. And there's a
mm-hmm.
big difference between the two.
Yes, absolutely. And you, I like what you said about headcount as the enemy of profit. I mean, if you can lead your people to be more productive and be happy doing that, you can put a lot more money on the bottom line. And when you got more money on the bottom line, you can pay people more.
Oh, it's all about getting the people you already have better, and they like it more, too. You know, it's hard to be inspired when you don't feel like you're productive, or when you're
mm-hmm.
bored during the day, and when there's not a highly structured day, and when you're not growing, and you don't feel challenged. And this is where we have turnover and indifference. But when people are challenged, and they're growing, and they're developing new skills, and they're getting better than they once were, man, that's when they really get fulfilled, and that's when they get engaged, and that's when they stay and contribute at a higher level. But they need to be coached. Talent doesn't arrive fully developed, okay? You have to put it in the right structure. And a big part of coaching is feedback. And when most leaders I have found, and I've been doing this 20 years, give feedback, it's more criticism than it is coaching. If you look up the definition of criticism, it says to express displeasure. And that's all they're doing. I wish you'd have done this better. You didn't have a very good month. You didn't handle that customer very well. And some people, they're really good at expressing displeasure, but then they don't transition into coaching, which is to redefine the expectation to make sure they have the skills to fulfill that expectation, to show them what good performance looks like. You know, show them what it looks like. Just
what,
don't talk
what would
about
a coaching
it.
Statement look like instead of you didn't have a very good month? What would it sound like if you were coaching them?
You know what? I would be very specific. Coaches are specific. So you know what? I noticed you didn't have highly structured days and you had a lot of downtime. You didn't have a very good month as a result. Let's talk about ways we can fix that. How can we put more structure, more meaningful activities within your day and schedule those things to make sure they get done first and not left to chance, and then get some of their feedback as to what they think those things would be? It's defining what good performance looks like and involving them in the solution.
The best coaches I ever had put it right back in my lap. They would say, "Hey, Jim, how do you think your month was last month?"
Oh, yeah.
And then
there you go.
And then I'd sit there, you know, like a deer in the headlights, and they'd say, "So tell me what you think about that," you know. And they just shut up and let me stew in my own juices there. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna take a quick break, right back with Dave Anderson. We're gonna talk some more about coaching, not criticizing. Leading, not just managing. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.